One reason why the Pirates of the Caribbean movies are so funny is that Jack Sparrow, the main character, is such a horrible captain. Like the worst. He's the worst captain of a ship you could possibly imagine. And the crew is constantly suffering the consequences. I remember one scene where Jack made the whole crew run from one side of the ship to the other and back and forth and back and forth, giving the ship momentum until it eventually tumbled over and went upside down.
What's that?
What is that?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Where?
There.
What is it?
Upside down, so when the boat flips, we'll be the right way up.
Time back by the swell! Loose the cannon, Justin!
No one understood why they would have to do that, and they were all confused while they were doing it, but in the end it had a purpose. So no matter how bad of a captain he actually is, because he wants to go to these weird places and no one understands why he wants to do what he wants to do and so on, at the end of the day Jack Sparrow is still a captain that is capable of steering the ship. So he's a terrible communicator, and he's terrible in how he goes about communicating with his crew and everything. But in the end, the task of steering the ship and getting it to the place where it needs to go, that he can still do. Now, what I mean to say by that is that the captain of this ship, this course, that's you. You are the captain of this ship. And I know that's a hard task. But it's not gonna be like you're the crew and you just have to follow me blindly. It's more like you're the captain and you have to decide where you want to go and what you need to go there the most. Because there are two types of online courses. One is the specific path course, which is basically promising you to get you from A to B in a very specific way, and it's a very exact thing you're getting. So might be something like cooking your first 3-course menu, okay? So by the end of this course, you will have cooked your first 3-course menu. And then you get an exact set of steps in an exact order. And if you do that, then you will get this result. You will end up in front of a 3-course menu. But for something as complex as writing, especially writing as a career, that could not possibly work. I was disappointed with most of the specific path courses I took in my life because I always hit some snag, something didn't work for me, something I didn't like something. So in the end, I changed a lot of things until I got to where I wanted, and the way to the end result was so different from what this course promised me. So life is chaotic, you have to adapt, and like the sea, it can be rough sometimes, but again, that's the job of the captain, steer the ship. So the second type of course, which is what this course is a reference course, which is like a great book, a great encyclopedia. It's on your shelf, you know where it is. When you need something, you go there, you look it up, and then you use that information and you go back to doing what you were meant to do. So the navigation for this course works as follows. You pick whatever you need the most at the time, you watch it, you use it. That's it. So the spacing of this course and the structure, it's chronological for where a writer would start their career and where they would end it. Not end it, but basically where they would go. But that said, I don't know where you are, right? You might be at the second level, the third level, the first level, I don't know. So you have to go there. It's also self-paced, which means that you can watch two videos, not watch anything for 3 weeks, and then come back and do more. Or you can binge watch the whole thing in one go and just see what most speaks to you and use that. So there's lots of ways you can go about this, but you're the captain of this ship. This is very, very important, and I know that it's a little bit of a burden for you, but it's important because I want you to become your own writer, not a copy of me. And the only way that works is if you chart the course that you need to go, and you need to find your own sort of messy way through writing. This course is still going to help you with that a lot, I hope, but basically please don't try to, you know, have this sort of fixed idea of like a tunnel where, and this is exactly how it's going to work, because that's mostly not the case. So that's why this course is kind of two part strategy, one part tactics. That's what I like to say about it. And with that in mind, here's a little rundown of the modules. We're going to talk about mindset, so it's high level, long-term strategy, some definitions, some motivation, just to get in the right frame of mind. Second module is going to be about developing a consistent writing practice, which is the cornerstone habit of all writers. Once you have that, almost nothing else matters, and if you don't have that, almost nothing else matters. The third module is going to be about deliberate practice, basically inserting feedback mechanisms into your writing, making sure you improve, making sure you learn, making sure you get better, and a few specific ways of what you can do to make sure of that, because the quality of your writing is going to determine the quality of your writing career. And then the fourth module is going to be about attracting an audience. So basically, how does modern writing even be marketed? How does that work? Where is the marketing? How do you go from this sort of lone person in a cave to someone with a wide audience? And what are the specific of what you can do there? And then lastly, module 5 is going to be about monetization. How do you make money from your writing? Because in the end, that's sort of what actually makes a pro. A pro is someone who earns from their craft so they can keep working on the craft and keep refining it. So even if it's just a side income or a side income at first and you later make the move to full-time income, that's sort of the last step that we're going to talk about. All right. I guess, well, that's it, Captain. Where should we go?